This is episode 2387 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day four of our series we're exploring this week. This week, the theme is managing conflict. And this might be something that you are managing on a personal level. Maybe you're having trouble focusing with all that's happening in the world these days. Or maybe you're managing conflict, maybe in your home as you're in lockdown and you're struggling to find your own space. Or maybe you're managing conflict that's been ongoing for years or even decades. Whatever it is, in this week's series, you will discover ways to use meditation techniques to help you manage the conflict in a much better way. And I encourage you to share this week's series with someone that might need a little extra help these days. You never really know if people are ready to begin a meditation ritual, but I think it's a great way to support someone. In fact, you actually have a challenge this week where you are encouraged to ask for help, to reach out and ask someone to help you. Today, we asked someone to help us move our new refrigerator we purchased into our kitchen. Normally, it's not something that we would have asked somebody to help us with, but there was no one to actually deliver the refrigerator at the store, so we were on our own as far as getting it into our home. So we asked for some help, and it turned out to be a lot of fun moving this refrigerator into the kitchen. Remember, asking for help is a way to connect with others. Allow others the grace to help you. And I want to share with you that you might be interested in the book No Mud, No Lotus by Thich Nhat Hanh. He is a Vietnamese Buddhist monk who dedicated his life to sharing mindfulness. This book offers ways to embrace the conflict in your life. He says, "The secret to happiness is to acknowledge and transform suffering, not to run away from it." So in the book, No Mud, No Lotus, he offers practices and inspiration to transform suffering and to find true joy. So in today's episode, I'm going to guide you in a mindfulness meditation that Thich Nhat Hanh shares on how to practice stopping, mindful breathing, and deep concentration to generate more mindfulness in your daily life. And he believes that with this kind of mindfulness energy, we can embrace pain and calm it down. And this can instantly give you a measure of freedom and a clearer mind. So he offers a way to be in touch with your suffering without being overwhelmed by it. And I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator. This is from Tony in New York, New York. Tony says, "I'm a teacher and I've been really struggling going back to school this year, especially with the Delta variant running rampant. I've been through the full gamut of emotions, feeling grateful, feeling honored to be able to teach during these times, and also feeling angry by all the conflict I see around me. I'm sharing this week's Ask for Help quest with my fellow teachers. So far, it's going so well as we ask each other for the help and support we so badly need. Tony, I want to thank you so much for sharing this inspirational message. And I especially want to thank you and all the educators out there and all those on the front line of this pandemic. You are the heroes and the role models. I honor you for all you do. Now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you begin to calm your mind and your body, begin to notice where you might hold tension or any kind of distraction or anxiety today. Notice where it tends to settle within you. Notice your mood and the thoughts that trigger this mood. Bring to mind the kind of conflict you're focusing on this week as you manage it and resolve it in your own unique way. Notice your breath, mindfully inhaling and exhaling evenly and deeply through your nose. Mentally affirm, I choose peace. I choose peace. Concentrate deeply on this peace you're generating. Become mindful of peace all around you. Little moments of peace you may notice in nature or from someone's laugh or smile, from the space where you're meditating that's holding you in your most sacred space. Become mindful of peace in your daily life. Allow this peace to calm down pain. Begin to feel a sense of freedom and clarity. Continue inhaling and exhaling gently through your nose, focusing on your breath anytime your mind wanders. Allow yourself to sit in stillness for however long you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.